Skagway voters will weigh in on a new waterfront lease proposal, and subsistence fishing in the Chilkat River is delayed another week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Skagway voters will have the final say on a proposal that could dictate the future of the town's waterfront for the next 20 years or so. At a public meeting Wednesday, the assembly worked through a draft agreement with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The two parties are on track to negotiate an extension of the railroad's tidelands lease. When White Pass presented its new lease proposal in June, one of the big questions was whether it would go to a public vote. Skagway code says leases worth $5 million or more must be ratified by voters. That requirement delayed port progress 2 years ago when voters threw out a 35-year lease extension. Residents have encouraged the assembly to put this proposal to a public vote as well, especially since the mayor and half of the assembly members are employed by White Pass. Steve Burnham Jr. is one of them.
Any new lease should pass a muster of the people.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen said he worried that history could repeat itself. What would happen if voters rejected this lease extension too? Skagway might lose a share of the cruise market. That's because without the lease, White Pass might not cooperate on a floating addition to the ore dock to accommodate larger ships.
That said, I want to live here a long time, and I don't want to walk down the street and have everybody despise me. I also believe that this town comes around as a business community, that we can look at things on a level playing field and have wisdom to make good decisions. I think what we're going to propose now in the coming weeks will pass.
The assembly unanimously voted to send any new lease with White Pass to a public vote. The deadline to get a question on the October election ballot is August 17th. The assembly could also call for a special election at a later date. The lease proposal on the table is similar to the old one in many ways. It extends White Pass's control over the ore and Broadway Dock tidelands past 2023, while relinquishing uplands and subleases to the town. The municipality and White Pass would share the cost of ore dock renovation and contamination cleanup. White Pass proposed a new 20-year lease that would take effect after the current one ends in 2023. The assembly agreed to counter with a shorter term, but there was disagreement about whether it should be 10 or 15 years. Here's Jay and Steve Burnham.
I think 10 years is enough for them to amortize their investment. They're making millions on the dock.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure they're going to go 10 years. Ain't long enough.
The motion on the table was to counter the railroad's 20-year offer with 15 years. The assembly was split 3-3. Mayor Mark Schaefer broke the tie in favor of the 15-year proposal. That means the deal would end in 2038. The assembly was in agreement on other items, including raising White Pass's annual rent payments to $250,000 until 2023. After that, rent would increase by 3.5% each year. The assembly also agreed the municipality should take over as the cruise terminal operator starting in 2023. The assembly still has some major details to work out, like how much revenue the town should get from cruise operations at the renovated ore dock and cost sharing for environmental cleanup. And, of course, all of this could change in negotiations with the railroad. Port Commissioner Tim Borsi said with some adjustments, a 15-year extension might be worth it.
In some ways, we have to consider that it might be a natural progression that would allow us to take over sections of the port as we grow and develop, and without having necessarily the financial disruptions that may come to the port facility associated with not having a lease or not having a new floating dock.
Borough Manager Scott Hahn said, even though there is a pressing deadline to deal with the cruise ship floating dock, the assembly should be thinking about the big picture. He said if the town eventually wants a different business model for the port, it needs to keep that in mind during these discussions. Subsistence fishermen near Haines will have to wait another week to throw their nets into Chilcat Inlet. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, a need to conserve king salmon has prompted the second delay this season.
The subsistence fishery in Chilcat Inlet usually opens in June, at the same time as the first commercial gillnet opening. But this year, concerns over historically low king salmon numbers delayed the start of subsistence fishing there until July 15th. Now, that date is being pushed off even further. Mark Soggy manages the subsistence fishery for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines. He says Chinook are once again the reason for the delay.
We're getting a lot of mature king salmon in the fish wheels right now. In fact, like 65% of the entire run we've had through in the last week and a bit. We think that it's quite likely that there will be a lot of fish holding in Chilcat Inlet still, given the fact that the run is as weak as it is, we want to assure that we get every fish that we can up.
Soggy says the timing of the kings in the river was unexpected.
It's about a week late, we think, so far. So yeah, the timing is off, and so that pushes us back a week.
Chilcat Inlet is now scheduled to open for subsistence fishing July 22nd. For the first week until July 28th, no fishing is allowed north of Letnikoff Point. There are a few other restrictions on the subsistence fishery to take into account this year. A portion of the Chilcat River will be closed to fishing until July 31st, up to Mile 19 on the Haines Highway. Mile 19 to the Wells Bridge is open for fishing. That section of the river will be closed Sunday through Tuesday until the end of the month. Subsistence fishing is also open on the Chilcoot side. King salmon in the Chilcat River are facing about a 10-year downward trend. Last year marked the lowest escapement estimate in about 25 years. In 2017, the in-river run is forecasted to be just 634 mature fish. Concerns over low numbers of kings have prompted changes across the board. Fish and Game placed extra restrictions on the commercial gillnet fleet. And sport fishing for Chinook near Haines and Skagway is nearly non-existent this year. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Haines voters may decide on two ballot questions in the October election. The Borough Assembly moved the two ordinances forward at a meeting Tuesday, but neither decision was unanimous. The first is in response to Haines' loss of trooper service. Alaska State Troopers moved its Haines post earlier this year. That leaves areas outside of the town site without consistent law enforcement protection. The ballot question would create a new service area, expanding the jurisdiction of the Haines police. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt raised two concerns. One, he thinks the proposal should come from the public, not the government. Two, the question might signal that Haines is giving up the fight to reinstate the trooper post. But Heather Lendy said the borough would be remiss if it didn't have a backup plan.
Sure, ideally, we just want the trooper back. But if that isn't going to happen, we at least are now giving residents an opportunity to vote on a different option, and one that by code, by service area, they will pay for the service.
The Assembly voted 4-2 to move the police service area question to its first public hearing. Morfitt and Sean Mady were opposed. The other possible ballot question deals with a less prominent topic. Right now, Haines' charter says certain borough officers serve at the pleasure of the Assembly. They include the manager, clerk, chief fiscal officer, and attorney. That's led to questions about how the Assembly should supervise and evaluate those staff when it only has direct oversight of the manager. The ballot question would amend borough charter to say only the manager serves at the pleasure of the Assembly. Morfitt also objected to this idea.
I feel the clerk and CFO have considerable discretion and authority, and in a real sense have power in this chamber and over the people of the Haines Borough. And as such, I believe these positions should answer directly to the public, and we're the public. We represent the public.
But Morfitt was in the minority. He and Tresham Gregg cast the only no votes. both the police service area and charter amendment ordinances will have public hearings July 25th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.